Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're plunging into generative AI. And honestly, it feels like something straight out of science fiction sometimes.
It really does.
We want to explore how this tech isn't just, you know, tweaking things, but maybe fundamentally redefining creativity itself.
Think of this deep dive as your shortcut to getting your head around this revolution.
And what's really key here, I think, is that Gen AI isn't just like copying or editing existing stuff.
Right.
It's actually creating totally new things, images, text, music. Mm-hmm. It learns from these huge data sets.
Okay.
And it does this using, well, complex math systems, artificial neural networks you might have heard of.
Mm-hmm. Like digital brains?
Pretty much, yeah. They learn patterns, but on a scale we can barely imagine. And they work in this thing called a latent space.
Latent space. Okay, what is that exactly? Sounds a bit abstract.
It is. Think of it like a giant multidimensional map. Every idea, every image has a sort of coordinate on this map.
Wow, okay.
And the AI learns to navigate that map to find or create new combinations, new points on the map. That latent space idea is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. So if the AI is working there, what are we seeing, you know, out here? The results are definitely real.
Oh, absolutely.
Like with visuals, right?
Yeah.
Tools like DALL-E 3, Midjourney, Stable Diffusion. They're turning basic text into these, well, incredible images.
It's stunning sometimes.
It feels like it's changing the job, doesn't it? Less about the technical skill of drawing or painting, maybe.
Yeah.
More about the vision, like being a director.
Exactly. The bottleneck becomes imagination, perhaps.
And it's not just still images. We're seeing Runaway, OpenAI Sora. Mm. They're making video from text or animating pictures. That's got to be slashing production time.
Dramatically. And for 3D, you've got things like Luma AI speeding up game design, architecture, making assets from simple prompts.
So what's the bigger picture effect of all this?
Well, I think it means the focus really shifts, you know, from how you make something, the technical part, to the what and why. Creative direction, taste, judgment. These tools lower the barrier to entry, which is great. But you also risk this flood of content. So that human element of taste, of curation becomes even more valuable.
That's a really good point. Taste is the differentiator. Okay, so that's visuals. What about words, language? We hear about large language models, LLMs, all the time.
Right, the brains behind things like ChatGPT.
Yeah, which feels less like a search engine and more like, I don't know, a brainstorming partner. It helps you get past that blank page, right?
Yeah.
Iterate super fast.
Definitely a co-writer for many. And think about translation, like DeepL. It's going beyond just word for word.
Understanding context, nuance.
Exactly. Yeah. For much smoother communication. And code.
Yeah.
GitHub Copilot, writing chunks of code, handling the repetitive stuff.
Freeing up developers for the bigger problems.
Precisely. Even summarization, like Google Bard condensing long documents.
Yeah.
Huge time saver.
Okay, but you mentioned something earlier. This sounds almost too good. Are there catches?
Well, this is where it gets really fascinating and kind of tricky. We're seeing these paradoxes emerge.
Paradoxes? Like what?
Okay, so one is this. AI can help make an individual piece of writing or art seem really creative, really polished, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the total output, everything being created with AI's help, it sometimes starts to look, well, a bit similar, more homogenous than if humans were just doing it all alone.
Oh, interesting. So a risk of losing diversity and creativity.
Potentially, yeah. A sort of creative homogenization.
Hmm.
Then there's the summarization paradox.
Okay.
Those instant AI summaries you get in search results, super convenient for you, the user.
Right.
But they might mean fewer clicks through to the original articles, which could mean less incentive for people, for publishers, to create that detailed written content in the first place.
Ah, so the AI summaries could eventually undermine the very information the AI needs to learn from.
That's the concern, yeah. It's a tricky feedback loop.
Hmm. Those paradoxes definitely add complexity.
Yeah.
But you also hear about AI as this amazing collaborator, like a co-pilot.
Absolutely.
Boosting efficiency. Maybe like 30, even 50% faster content creation. Enabling rapid prototyping, personalization. That sounds powerful.
It is. And it points to how skills are evolving. This idea of prompt engineering is becoming huge.
Right, crafting the instructions for the AI.
Exactly. It's not just typing commands. It's about guiding the AI with judgment, with taste, injecting that human emotional understanding to shape the output. You're becoming more of a director.
A director of digital creation. That's a cool way to put it. But with great power. Some great challenges, right?
Yeah.
What are the big hurdles we need to watch?
For sure. Authenticity is a big one. Deepfakes are getting scarily good. telling truth from fiction online, much harder.
Yeah, that's worrying. And you mentioned homogenization, too.
Yes, that risk is real. And then there's intellectual property. Oh, boy.
Oh, like what?
Well, what data are these AI models trained on? It's often not transparent. Is it copyrighted material?
Mm.
And then who owns the stuff the AI creates? Copyright law usually requires a human author, so it's messy.
Very messy.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the planet? I've heard training these things takes massive amounts of energy, water.
It does. The environmental footprint is significant. Training large models, manufacturing the hardware. These are real costs we're only just starting to really calculate.
So lots to navigate. But where is this heading next? What's on the horizon?
Well, things are moving incredibly fast. Multimodal AI is a big one. AI that understands text, images, audio, all together.
Okay, more integrated understanding.
Yeah. And also a shift towards on-device AI. Think of tools like DiffusionBee running right on your laptop offline.
Ah, so better privacy. Faster speeds, maybe.
Could be, yeah. Less reliance on the cloud for everything.
So wrapping this up, Gene AI is clearly this massive force, right? For efficiency, exploring ideas, making things hyper-personal. It's putting serious creative power in so many more hands.
It absolutely is. And maybe the takeaway is this. The real value in creative work. It seems to be shifting. Less about the doing, the manual execution, and more towards that high-level direction, the critical curation, the judgment, infusing that uniquely human perspective, that emotional depth.
Mm.
So the question for you is, how do you world build with AI? Not just using it as a tool, but maybe as a co-creator, especially as we look towards a future where AI might even start to grasp cause and effect. What does that future look like?